It is the weekday wake up on SVI Radio. Heading into this morning's guest interview segment and joining us over the phone is CEO of the South Lincoln Hospital District. That's David Ryersey today. Good morning, Mr. Ryersey. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm well, Duke. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, of course, there's always stuff going on within South Lincoln Medical Center and the district there. Let's start off with something that voters in Southern Lincoln County are going to see on their ballot this upcoming November that will impact the district, a mill levy. Give us some background on this, if you could, and tell us what this is about.
Absolutely. Just great for the opportunity to talk through this a little bit. So, yeah, I think it's a great place to start. What is a district hospital? And so, you know, South Lincoln Hospital District actually exists because the community members back in the late 1950s got together and said, hey, we want to keep a hospital here in this area. And so they formed what we now have as a hospital district. And that's pretty common across Wyoming. Most of our rural hospitals here in Wyoming are district hospitals. And really, the district is a creation to help support and keep healthcare local. And so, in 1960, our citizens formed together and put together the South Lincoln Hospital District. And so, we've been around for a long time, and that's kind of the goal is just a renewal of that district levy funds. And so, that's what we'll be going with the ballot on November 5th to help continue to support and to strengthen, honestly, South Lincoln Hospital District for the future.
So, David, if I understand correctly, when you say renewal of funds, this is not
Yep.
this is not a new mill levy or an increased mill levy. This is just to continue with the current status that has been in place?
That's a great clarifying question. So right now our district actually receives a total of 4 mills, and we are actually seeking 2 additional mills from our district. And so by statute, what happens with these hospital districts is we, by law, have 3 mills that we qualify for automatically each year. And then by vote, we can seek up to additional 3 mills for a total of 6 mills. And that's what our hospital district will be asking for this fall from our district members, is moving from a current 4 mills to that of actually 6 mills for the next couple years. And really, it's to continue to help support what we have now in place for services, but also to prepare for what's happening in our area with the industries that we expect that are coming here, and getting ahead of that, and being able to be really the preferred provider of choice for Southwest Wyoming, but really in particular South Lincoln area, and having our members served here well.
South Lincoln Hospital District CEO David Ryersey on the weekday wake up this morning. You mentioned the expected growth that's coming to
Yep.
the South Lincoln area, both in industry and in population. Do you have any specifics at this point on what the increased funds would be used for to help you prepare for that growth and establish South Lincoln, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's something that we always work towards, because there's lots of projections, of course, about what the numbers are going to be as far as temporary workers, or ultimately at the end of the day, what the workforce will be here, you know, in 2030 and past 2030. And so what we're always working towards is, you know, what opportunities we have on our clinic. You know, I don't think sometimes our community also connects that, you know, as a hospital, we also provide the ambulance services here. And so do we have enough ambulances? Do we have enough EMT? So we've been pretty fortunate, and we've got a great team here, honestly, that's been working on all these things. But that's something we're trying to be ahead of and prepare for, that we know we're going to see an increase in our ER visits, you know, clinic visits, all those things that come along with potentially growth, and being ready for those things, and having the equipment, resources, and a facility, honestly, that's ready for that. And so that's what we use those funds now for, and that we'll continue to use those funds in the future for, is really providing the best care that we can here locally with what the resources and the services that we can.
David, as you guys have studied this request for the mill levy increase on the ballot, have you guys been able to come up with maybe an estimated average figure for the average household in Southern Lincoln County, and should it pass by the majority Yep. vote, what impact it would have?
Yeah, that's a great question. And honestly, on our website as well, I highly encourage our community to go and look at that. We've got lots of information about what the mill levy actually is, what it has been for the past, you know, 60 years, and what it's going to be in the future. And there is some calculations that we've done on that just kind of just take it by the basic simple math of $100,000 per assessed value. What that really looks like for $100,000 is about $1.58 more per month. And so it is you know, I tell people it's always something we are very cautious of and working to be very good stewards of the dollars that we do receive as a hospital district. And honestly, without those dollars, these rural hospitals are you know, they're still challenging to be sustainable. And I think one part of this that I want to make sure that people understand is in Wyoming in particular, we're in the top three states for hospitals operating in the red each year and have been for many, many years. So we've got a lot of work to do to kind of catch up and to be sustainable in some of those areas. And that's what these mill levies do, kind of help assist with, is really being sustainable and viable in these rural areas. Without these mill levies, they don't exist in some of these hospitals. And so, and then I think the aspect that, you know, the importance of course keeping care local, but having hospital and healthcare local, there's such an economic impact as well that come because of these hospitals in these areas. And so there is an ask, of course, with the mill levy, and we all pay into that. But really the economic return on those dollars, once you really study that, and Wyoming Hospital Association has studied that, and the University of Wyoming has studied that here in Wyoming independently. And it's a huge return on the investment that's made in local healthcare. So we know there's an ask for the dollars. It's a slight increase per $100,000 of assessed property value, but really is something that you know, hard to put a figure on and the value of what those dollars actually do for local healthcare.
David Ryerson, CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District. Of course, the hospital itself located in Kemmer. How big is the district geographically, and what communities does it cover?
Yeah, so we're really all the way from LaBarge, kind of cutting across. If you were to draw kind of a west to east line, we kind of go across almost towards Colquitt. Colquitt has their own hospital district, but we support them with our EMS services there. And then kind of back towards, of course, the whole remaining part of South Lincoln County. It's about 3,000 square miles, not the district boundaries itself, but about what we serve geographically. We serve about 3,000 square miles here at South Lincoln Hospital District.
Well, David, we appreciate your time and the information on this. Anything else you'd like to bring up in regards to the mill levy itself or anything else happening at South Lincoln Hospital District?
No, just grateful for the time, opportunity to talk through this. And certainly, as I mentioned, our website is just a great resource. We've got lots of flyers around our community. We continue to have open houses as well, and just more information for people. I think it's an important thing for these rural communities to understand, certainly the value of having a hospital and the economic impact, and of course, keeping care local, and what it means to these areas to continue to have a hospital, and how critical and important that is for the viability of our rural areas and towns. And so, again, just encouraging folks to look at our website, also to call us. And I have certainly would like to connect with any of our community members. And my office number is 307-800-8650, and welcome that as well. So lots of ways to communicate and connect, and we're hoping to hear concerns, feedback, and positives as well around where we're at with our organization and mill levy request.
David Ryerson, CEO, South Lincoln Hospital District. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.